Bingeable. We're very excited about the episode today and the show we're going to talk about. But before we talk about anything, we just couldn't start without talking about Chadwick Boseman and how devastated we are about his passing and just how much we love him and how much he means to us. He's just such an amazing actor. We couldn't not talk about him.
I feel like this, A, has been horrific. I mean, this entire year has been horrific. But to have somebody that another person that so many people love and look up to, and I feel like Chadwick really kind of represents how important these representation and these characters in TV, in movies, just he was such a presence and such a light for so many people. And I feel like it also, this situation just shows you how necessary empathy and understanding are. No one knew what he was going through, and he accomplished so much at the same time.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that I forget who it was who was talking about him, but I think it might have been Obama actually in his sort of memorial to him. But he was saying how incredible it is for him to have known he has limited time and to use that time the way he did and to just live his legacy in real time. And the characters that he brought to life that are so important to the Black community, and being, you know, the king in Black Panther and how much that meant to people, and Jackie Robinson and all of these amazing lives that he inhabited in his performances and how many lives he touched. It's just unbelievable, and it's just a huge, huge loss, and it's just, it's awful. Thank God we have his performances, you know, that we'll always be able to go to, and he left such an important legacy, and we can always treasure those performances that he gave us. Exactly. Anyways, okay, on more exciting note, switching gears, we are talking about Rami today.
Yes.
Which we are so excited about.
I'm so excited because this is actually the first show that we've, like, both started post-starting this podcast. We basically started it because it was nominated for an incredible amount of Emmys, and we were like, we got to give this one a go. First of all, Rami is about a first-generation Muslim man who is, I feel like he's about, like, 28, like, our age.
Mm-hmm, late 20s, yeah.
Exactly. Living with his parents, living with his sister. His parents are from Egypt, kind of trying to navigate his Muslim faith while also being a young man in his 20s, going to parties, meeting girls, doing all the things. In New York. I feel like this show is just, it really kind of shows how important it is to watch a show about a culture that you are not entirely familiar with. I honestly learned an incredible amount from watching this show, but I feel like it's especially so important to watch a show about a culture created by somebody who lives and breathes that culture.
Right. What I love about it is it's a dramedy, and it's 30 minutes on Hulu. And it's so much a part of him. Obviously, he's a writer on it, creator. He directs a lot of the episodes in season 2 and stars in it. On one hand, it's so about this specific life and his specific experiences, and also very relatable to anybody in their late 20s, kind of trying to navigate who they are and who they want to be. And it, like, does both really, really well.
I feel like a dramedy, especially about a family, is so great in terms of representing a certain life, because I mean, all of us are kind of experiencing humor in our lives with also intense sadness, and also just like everyday life. There's irony, there's joy, there's laughter. And then I feel like this, when I first started watching I told you, I was like, this is a kind of very dark show at times. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but also that just mirrors how life is at times.
One episode in particular in season one, where I was like, oh, this is a really good example of what the show does so well, is the episode about the strawberries, which it kind of reminds me of an episode of Atlanta, because in Atlanta, Donald Glover also plays a lot with, like, episodes in a totally different time, like episodes when he was a kid, or episodes just based on one character, just on the other. And so this episode is Rami when he is little, when he's like maybe like 10 years old.
This is the first Muslim-led TV show I have ever personally watched. I don't know about you, but I feel like in Strawberries, it really brought to light like how important it was that we were watching a show about a religion and maybe a culture that we're not as familiar with, and also but like surrounded by something that we all are familiar with, which was Strawberries, was about 9/11 and Rami's experience as a kid going to a predominantly white elementary school in New Jersey, which could have been an extraordinarily dark episode, but it was kind of like he was a kid going through this, so it couldn't have been all dark because he didn't totally understand what was happening, but yet it was such a monumental thing in his life and for all of us.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Like, it really was, it was written really well in that, like, it's not a completely dark episode. It's not like a serious episode of Rami. It's very much what the show is, which is like his experience dealing with it, and what I'm sure a lot of the experience of a lot of Muslims in this country during that time was, and the discrimination that his parents dealt with after that. I mean, it's like gut-wrenching. His dad, after it happens, puts this flag, this American flag, up outside their home, and he's getting these looks from neighbors, and Rami is like not getting invited to birthday parties anymore, and
oh my gosh,
I mean, it's heart-wrenching.
Well, and I think, like, I grew up in New Jersey. We were both in the fourth grade when this happened, so, like, around the same age as Rami. And I just remember thinking, like, in elementary school, they had no idea, essentially, how to handle this with us. And also, our parents didn't really know how to handle this. So, like, we, of course, talked about it. But, like, in elementary school, especially in public elementary school, we didn't speak about religion at all. I mean, Rami is ostracized in his school. There was never a discussion of, like, what does it mean to be Muslim? That has nothing to do with this act of terror. Like, I feel like they could have sat us down and, like, maybe had a bigger discussion about how to handle it with one another.
What I loved about that episode was it wasn't like this is the episode where he's going to talk about being Muslim. It's a part of his life. It's obviously a huge part of the show. And this is just another example of what Rami's life as a Muslim American has been and his experience. And, like, of course, this is something that, like, he has to acknowledge. But then, you know, the episode veers again into, like, jerking off. And because, like, he's, you know, 10 years old or 12 years old or whatever. And that's, like, where his head is at, you know, and, like, it's such a great representation of how the show walks the line of comedy and drama.
Exactly.
Another thing that I love about the show is just Rami's family and his home life and living with his parents at this age and his sister, who is a little bit younger than him, and what it's like to live with your parents in your 20s, you know, Muslim or not, just what that's like.
Oh, yeah. And they do a very good job of, like, anytime I feel like you were kind of getting, like, because Rami can be a frustrating character at times. I feel like anytime I was getting frustrated with him, they, like, would know and just do an episode about someone in his family who I absolutely love. And you'd be like, okay, okay. And Dina
I love her.
Oh, my God. She's perfect. She also, I feel like the best thing about Dina is she is just a woman, like, going through all the things that we also are used to going through. So she's A, like, not even just figuring out about, like, how she wants to be in terms of the type of Muslim woman she wants to be, just the type of woman she wants to be. It brought up so many things of, like, what we're taught, like, we want to present this to the world and we want to, you know, show ourselves as this type of woman and, like, be like this in a relationship with a man. And she was, like, so good at, like, trying to navigate that.
I love her a lot. I also love Rami's parents. Like, I just think they're such interesting characters. I love Mesa. Her solo episode in season one, I mean, her solo episodes in both seasons are so good, but her solo episode in season one, she becomes a Lyft driver because she feels sort of disconnected from her friends and, you know, wants to meet new people. And it's so sad and cute and funny and cringy and, like, all of the things that you would think of when you think of your parent, like, becoming a Lyft driver.
Exactly. Well, and it is, like, so, like, what are our parents doing, like, when we leave? Like, I even thought this when we were leaving, when I came back to New York after quarantine. Like, I was like, I wonder, like,
what are they doing?
How, like, we, like, you want your kids to grow up and get out of the house and get married and all the things, because, like, that's, like, you raise them to be these specific people, but then you're like, who am I if I'm not raising? Like, I feel like it's such a journey with parents and with kids that we got to see. And I literally cried in both the mom and dad's episode. And it's so complicated. They move to America for a better life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's the American dream, but then there's also, like, you kind of, especially now, you start to question it. And, like, I feel like everyone is questioning what it actually means and, like, what, like, just the complications of this country.
I mean, the whole show is really Rami wanting to be this perfect Muslim, and he is just, like, failing to get there.
And he's someone, like, it's so funny because he's, like, having as much sex before marriage as one could possibly have and, you know, masturbating all the time. But he's also, like, then he's like, no, I absolutely won't drink. My favorite is how he, like, eats gummy bears in bed, and then he's, like, to his mom, like, is this halal?
Yeah.
To the chicken, like, making sure that, like, her meal is properly prepared. And that's what he looks for in religion. Like, he wants someone to still tell him what he should be doing, but he's also at the age where he needs to be telling himself, like, this is who you want to be and what you should be doing. And I feel like that is just, like, your 20s. You're like, I kind of need some more direction, but I also realize that I'm supposed to be directing myself. So this is very confusing for everyone involved.
And I feel like that's really the progression of season one to two. In the first season, he's very much, like, internally trying to figure it out. And he's, like, kind of doing things he thinks he should be doing and also, like, failing hardcore and, like, kind of regressing. But then in season two, he meets my favorite character, Mahershala Ali, who plays a sheikh, and he is basically, like, Rami looks to him as, like, this is the thing I've been needing to help me get some direction, because before, at the end of season one, he just has sex with his cousin.
I'm just going to say it. I feel like incest is really trending these days.
I mean, Game of Thrones.
I don't know who watches Elite. It's also my favorite show. It's a Spanish show. Also have some incest in there. Riverdale features some incest. I really don't think that we should normalize this, but I'm also intrigued. But it really fascinates me. So it gets the viewers going.
Yeah, I think in Rami's case, I think in season one, he's so badly been looking for any type of connection. I mean, he wants this connection with God and he wants this connection with Islam, and he hasn't been able to find it. And then he finds this connection in a person, in Amani. And I think he's just, like, he's in Egypt. He feels, like, more connected than he has before. He feels like he went there to sort of find God, and he found this woman.
We have known this whole show that Rami is very lost and looking for God and anything to make him feel closer to it. So, like, you do, like, you get the connection and, like, what is going on in his brain.
I think, like, Rami just so badly wants to be good that he is just kind of, like, at the start of season two, he's just willing to do whatever it takes to, like, there's a conversation that he has with the sheikh where he's basically, you know, he asks, why are you here? And he sort of says, I feel like there's this hole inside of me and I've been trying to fill it. I want to fill it with God, but I've been filling it with sex and porn and all of this stuff, and I can't, like, I don't know how to fill it. I need help. I need you to help me. And I was reading an article, and Rami was like, that scene is why I wrote the show. Like, that scene, it encompasses the entire show. Mahershala is just such a good actor. It's like, it's unreal.
I had no idea he was in the show. I saw him, and I, like, my jaw dropped. And then I had no idea that he was going to be in the show all season. Like, I was like, you get Mahershala in there, and you're like, this is obviously a one-episode arc. This man has no time for this. And then I was like the most shook.
I think Rami just wants somebody to like tell him he's going to be okay. And he thinks that this is the person that's going to do it.
Yeah.
And, but I was like skeptical, because that is such a thing that people do where it's like, you don't feel fulfilled, so you just, like, try to find it in somebody else. But that's, like, that's never going to work. Like, this man was never going to solve all of Rami's problems. So I was like, oh, my God, this is going to end badly.
He decides that he wants to be, like, a good Muslim man, and then just goes, like, so far in that direction that he's like, okay, well, I made a decision. Now, what are the steps that I take to, like, actually become this? And he doesn't focus on, like, self-care. He focuses on, like, who, like, how can I please this person and this religion and everyone else? Like, how can I do all the things I need to do? Not, like, what do I need to do for myself?
Right. He doesn't do the internal work at all. Yeah.
It's more so just, like, I thought Zainab was such an incredible character and, like, woman and person and, like, really had her shit all together. What she wanted with Rami, I'm like not totally sure.
I think maybe she saw in Rami the same thing. Like, she was trying to see somebody who wanted to do the right thing and not the truth, which was that, like, he was maybe on the surface doing the right things, but deep down was not really there.
Yeah. What made me think it was doomed was that I really thought Zainab was very, like, self-possessed and self-aware and really knew exactly who she wanted to be without someone, like, helping her so much. I feel like with Rami, like, I just felt like it was never gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, he does try. Like, he does, it is genuine and authentic and real that he wants to be this person. He's just not yet.
Loved her style.
Loved, yeah, she's so beautiful.
Like, he wants to want Zainab. And he wants to want that life with her, and he thinks that's the version of himself he wants to be.
It ends kind of exactly where the show began, of just, like, trying to figure out who he is, which is frustrating, because I'm like, why haven't you learned? But that's also life, and, like, you know.
Well, I think everyone in this entire episode is trying, like, the Sheikh, when he is, like, trying to flip out on Rami, he's also like, but I'm the Sheikh, but I'm a dad. But I am your teacher. Right.
Even though we're sort of ending up where we began, I think what makes something engaging to watch is people trying to do something, whether or not they're failing at it.
I just feel like TV, especially like a show like this and a show like Fleabag and a show like Normal, every show we've essentially watched, I just feel like I love TV so much because it really helps you develop empathy. Like, you really get to see, like, what you don't see in real life is understanding everyone's perspectives and motivations. And I feel like that is why TV can be so powerful, and also representation in TV is so powerful, because you really get to learn stories that you don't get. Like, in real life, you just know what's going on with you, and it's all self-absorbed, and you, like, want to know, like, try to figure other stuff out, but you don't get everyone else's perspective.
Yeah, we love the show.
We
highly
love
recommend
the show. I know, I feel like there's much more to it than Rami sleeping with his cousin. That just is where we left off.
Yes. What else are you watching right now, Em?
Or
what are you excited about watching?
Well, I'm so excited to watch Emily in Paris that just dropped the trailer. You know that. But I was supposed to be in Spain this week. Obviously, I'm not. So I'm watching Money Heist. You know I love a Spanish subtitled show. So I'm very excited. It's incredible. It shares a lot of characters with my favorite show, Elite. What are you watching?
Well, I am finishing up a show right now, which may or may not be a future episode, but I am watching The Great. I'm finally catching up.
Oh, thank God.
Wink, wink. Yes.
Really and was pushing for this one.
Yeah, so... Stay tuned. We'll be talking more about that soon. but anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much. And cannot wait. See you next time.